You did some public forums over in Tonganoxie.
Yes, we did. I think it was two over there.
Okay.
I believe it's two, yeah.
Okay. Can you tell me what your issue is with Common Core standards?
The Common Core standards, I do believe, are not addressing the problem of the children. Mm-hmm. When we opted, when NCLB came along, I think that told me that individuals were teaching to the test. Now it seems that Common Core is a replication of that, just another format.
Okay. Is there something about the standards themselves that you object to, or is it the way the standards came about? Is it the content of them or the process of them?
I haven't seen the actual content of Common Core. However, I do not believe that it's within the scope of our federal government to put something together when it comes to education. Now, I know that individuals have said that this was brought together by a board of governors, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that could be. However, when it was first implemented, from my understanding, it was one way. Now, how it has changed from when those individuals put it together appears to me to be different. And I heard former Governor Huckabee, mm-hmm, said it's not the same standards, it's not the same Common Core that when he was a part of that has come out.
Okay. The people in the State Board of Education, where it was adopted here, say that they adopted them without consideration of any federal grant money or any federal, there were no federal requirements. They just thought they were good standards.
Well, I guess the difference of opinion. The different standards, because the individuals that I have been talking with are actual professionals of math, if you're reading, science, all of those. And it is of the opinion that we're going backwards as far as math. And when someone who is on the original board of individuals putting those standards together for math, when they get out of it, mm-hmm, because what they're saying is not working, it's not what we were told we were going to be doing, then there's something wrong with that. When you have people that have studied this all of their lives, they've been in education a long, long time, and those professionals are not with it, and they opt out of signing off on it, do you think something's wrong?
And what about the school boards and the superintendents in your district in Tonganoxie and elsewhere around there? What are they telling you?
The school boards aren't really saying a whole lot. I know that there's one superintendent that has implemented it within his school district. However, from what he has told me, and I'm Dave from Baser Linwood. Okay. We have several conversations on this, and we just got a difference of opinion as to how to get there, which is really the way it's supposed to be. We all have one goal in mind, mm-hmm, and that is the children's education. That's the goal. However, how we get there is different.
Okay. The other question that has come up, and I'm not sure anybody's ever been real clear on this, is do you think it's really the state legislature's job to determine curriculum standards, or under our Constitution, do you think that belongs with the state board?
That's been debated for a long, long time here, because I believe the Constitution states states that that the legislature is in charge of that.
That the legislature is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could be mistaken.
Yeah.
But that's there's a long-standing debate going on that subject. Who is in charge? Well, it really shouldn't be who is in charge. It should be what's going to be better for our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And from the Board of Education point of view, when they came to our committee the beginning of the week, they said from their own bench is that we were not making the mark. We've gone down as far as education standards. Canada has gone down, not up. So by them adopting, by them doing what they did through Diane.
Yeah. The backer,
yeah. We're just in total disagreement as to how to make this thing work.
Okay.
And no one knows the answer. No one knows the answer. But I do know from my point of view and from other individuals that Common Core is not the way to go.
Okay. A similar bill, I think, came up in the Education Committee last year and
yes,
failed to get out. Do you see, is there any more likelihood of it passing this year?
We don't know that.
Yeah.
What I do know is that there's a huge difference in this present bill and the former bill. A vast difference. This bill addresses the Board of Education being brought in on those mm-hmm. on the curriculum standards. This bill brings in professionals to assist in that endeavor as to making those things right. This bill brings in the parents
mm-hmm.
and some teachers. In other words, everyone gets a chance to be in on the process because before that was not the case.
Now, it's been 3.5 years since the State Board adopted the standards. Do you think they've done an adequate job in communicating with the public? Maybe we better...